Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿神的平安归各位弟兄姐妹。
First, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here with all of you to worship the true and living God.
首先感谢神让我来这里跟大家能够聚集来敬拜这个宇宙万一的独一的真神。
So once again, this month we have a special topic on family.
那么这个月有一个特别的题目就是说以神为中心的家庭。
So this morning, later on this afternoon, we will talk about family.
今天下午也是要提到这个家庭。
We know family is so important to our life.
我们知道这个家庭对我们生活是何等的重要。
And family is also very important to our church life.
就是家庭也对教会的生活非常重要。
A weak family make a weak church.
所以一个软弱的家庭就造成一个软弱的教会。
So that's why we read the Bible.
所以我们都是读圣经。
There's so many situations that God talks about family.
在很多的情况之下神都是提到家庭。
Because family is the core of the church.
因为这个家庭是这个教会信仰的中心。
That is the family that is God-centered.
所以呢就是这是提到说以神为中心的家庭。
You know, for the last couple of months, I went to the regional high school theological seminar.
那么在过去几个礼拜我到这个区的这个学生的灵恩会去。
And also I just came back from NYTS in Hillsborough Church.
我也刚从这个 Hillsborough 教会参加这个青年神信班才回来。
When I asked the student, there's about 100 of them.
那么问这个当场的学员有100多人。
How many of them have family altar?
问他们说你们当中有多少建立的这个家庭祭坛的。
Only a handful of have family altar.
那么只有几只手举起来。
And because of this, many of them are very far from God.
所以因为这样子影响到很多的学员他们是远离了神。
Many of them feel that their life is so hopeless.
很多人觉得他们生活里头没有指望。
So some of them even turn to drugs and alcohol.
其中也有人就开始喝醉酒或者是吃药的这种坏的习惯。
And even some of them want to take their own life.
甚至有些人也想要结束自己生命的。
So that's why we as parents.
所以我们做这个孩子的父母亲的。
And we as a chosen people of God.
我们又是神的选民的。
It's so important for us to be evolve around our family. Around Christ.
所以很重要的就是我们建立这个家庭生活是以神为中心的。
Even though we as parents we love our children very much.
虽然说我们做父母的我们非常爱自己的子女。
But when their hearts are empty.
但是当他们心里头是虚空的。
When they feel lonely when they're in college.
他们在学校的生活感觉到孤单寂寞。
Nothing else can fulfill their hearts.
没有别的可以充满他们心的需要。
Except for the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
除了主耶稣基督的爱之外。
Of course, many of us understand this concept.
当然我们当中很多人了解这个观念。
But we really need to put it into practice.
但是呢我们需要把它付之实现。
If out of 100 students in NYTS, only a handful that have family altar, what happened to the rest of the youth?
若是在100个次参加这个神训班的学员当中，只有几个家庭有这个家庭祭坛的，那么对我们区的这个教会的弟兄姐妹的家庭生活又是怎么回事呢？
So this means it's very difficult for them to draw themselves closer to God.
当然对这些人来，这个学员来讲，他们很难以亲近神。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 1.
我们打开这个耶伯书的第一章。
The book of Job, chapter 1.
耶伯的第一章。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
耶伯第一章的第一节到第三节。
Job chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
耶伯第一章第一节到第三节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. Verse 2.
第二节。
And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Verse 3.
第三节。
Also he had possession with 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. So we can see in these three verses, it's talking about is a man, his name was Job.
这三节圣经记载说，在乌斯地有一个人叫耶伯。
And Job had a very wonderful relationship with God.
那么耶伯呢，他跟神有非常好的关系。
Because he was blameless before God.
因为他在神面前是完全正直的。
He was upright before God.
那么他是敬畏神。
He feared God and shunned evil.
那他是远离恶事。
So because of this, God blessed him with many children.
啊，因为这样子，神就祝福他啊，有很多的子女。
That is 7 sons and 3 daughters.
啊，就是有七个儿子，三个女儿。
And because he had a great relationship with God, God also blessed his possession abundantly.
那因为他亲近神，远离恶事啊，神又赐给他很多的家产丰富。
Why in verse 3 the Bible take time to list all the possession that he has?
啊，为什么圣经特别有这一段记载，记载他有多少的家产呢？
7,000 sheep.
啊，七千只羊。
3,000 camels.
啊，三千只骆驼。
500 yokes of oxen.
啊，五百对牛。
500 female donkeys.
啊，五百这个母驴。
And a very large household.
那么还有很多的这个仆婢。
So because of this, this man is a greatest of all the people of the east.
那么因此约伯在东方人当中为至大。
So we as a chosen people.
啊，那我们既然是神的选民。
Christ tell us we should not worry about tomorrow.
啊，主耶稣告诉我们说不要为明天忧虑。
What we should clothe and what we should eat.
啊，就是为要吃什么要穿什么来忧虑。
But what we need to worry about is to seek his kingdom and his righteousness first.
啊，但是我们所要追求的啊，就是要先寻求神的国跟神的义。
And then everything else will be added to us.
啊，然后我们说需用的一切神都会加添给我们。
So we can see the life of Isaac.
啊，所以我们看见这个以撒的生活。
The Bible stated every time that Isaac traveled to a different place, the first thing he built was an altar.
啊，这个以撒他无论到哪里去啊，他首先所做的就是向神筑坛献祭。
Because Isaac knows his relationship with God is very important.
啊，因为以撒他知道他跟神的关系是最重要的。
And after he built an altar, he also pitched a tent.
那么他不仅是筑坛，而且他也筑了一座棚。
To pitch a tent is to represent family life.
啊，那么筑了一座棚，就是说他建立的这个家庭的生活。
And then after he pitched a tent, and then he asked his servant to dig a well.
啊，他筑坛啊，然后筑棚之后啊，要他的仆人啊来挖火井。
To dig a well is to represent his livelihood, his career.
那么啊，挖火井呢啊，就是说他的生计。
You can see Job he also find it is very important.
约伯也发现这些事都很重要。
Because his life at the altar, his life at the tent, and also the life at the well is perfect in the eyes of God.
啊，所以呢，他所做的啊，无论是这个家庭的祭坛啊，或者是他的啊这个啊这个啊他筑棚啊，还有挖口井，那么种种这些都是啊合乎神的喜悦。
Because his relationship with God was blameless.
啊，因为他跟神的关系是没有可以指责的。
So because of this, God blessed him with many children.
啊，那因为这样子，所以神啊就赏赐他很多的子女。
And God blessed him with also with many possessions.
啊，而且赏赐他很多的家产。
But in the eyes of God, is what is the most more important?
啊，但是在神的眼光当中，什么是最重要的呢？
Is it all the children that he has?
啊，是不是他很多的子女呢？
Is it all the possession that he has?
啊，或者是他的很多的家产呢？
Let's read chapter 1 verse 8.
啊，我们读第一章的第八节。
Job chapter 1 verse 8.
啊，约伯记的第一章第八节。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man?One who fears God and shun evil.
啊，第八节说神啊，就问撒旦说：“你曾用心的查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”
And also, let's turn to chapter 2, verse 3.
啊，我们看这个第二章的第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
约伯记二章三节。
Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on earth, blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shun evil."
啊，这里啊，神再次的对撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他这个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。”
You can see from the mouth of God Himself.
啊，所以从神本身他的口
，God proclaimed twice that Job was greatest than anyone on the earth.
啊，神他自己说约伯啊，才是地上没有人像他这样的完全正直的。
Not because he has many children.
啊，不是因为他有很多的子女。
Not because he has many possessions.
啊，不是他有很多的家产。
Because in front of God, his relationship with God was wonderful.
啊，乃是在神的眼前啊，他跟神的关系啊是无可指责的。
Because God also said that Job was blameless, upright, shun evil, and fear God.
啊，因为神自己本身说，那这约伯他是完全正直，敬畏神，而且是远离恶事。
So because of this, Job's life was very wonderful.
啊，所以我们可以说约伯的生活啊是一个非常完全的。
So how many of us
那我们当中
Every single day we put God first in our life.
就是说每天的生活我们是不是把神在凡事上居首位呢
Are we blameless and upright before God?
我们是不是在神面前也是完全正直这个敬畏神眼里二世
Do we fear God and shun evil?
是不是敬畏神眼里二世呢
If we cannot be able to fulfill these four things in relationship with God.
若是没有办法在这四样事情上来跟神建立关系
So this means to tell us we cannot put God first in our life.
就是表示说我们没有办法把神在凡事上居首位
Of course, our family is important.
当然我们的家庭是重要
And our career is also important.
我们的这个事业生涯也是重要
But a family without God actually would not the family would not have peace and joy.
但是一个家庭都是没有神，那么这个家就没有平安喜乐
And a career without God is very unstable.
我们的这个事业生涯没有神那么就不是很稳当
So that's why it's only right that we put God first in our life.
所以呢，就是只有把神放在首位才是最重要的
Because sometimes we tend to put our family first before God.
因为有时候我们把自己的家庭摆在神面前
If this is the case, we are not worthy of God's love.
那么这样子的话呢，我们就得不到神的赏识
Just like priest Eli.
就好像是以利的这个家
During the time his two sons did a lot of wickedness in front of God.
这个以利祭司以利他的两个儿子他在神面前行了很多恶事
But he never got up from his chair and rebuked his son.
但是这个以利这个老祭司从来没有指责他的孩子要悔改来归向神
Even though the Bible did not say that Eli loved his son more than God.
这个圣经没有讲说以利爱儿子胜于爱过神。
But God told him because he put his children first. This means he loved them more than God.
但是神却说他把他的孩子看这个比神重要，就说他爱自己的孩子胜于他爱过神。
So because of this, the wrath of God not only came upon Eli's two sons.But also Eli himself.
所以神的愤怒不仅是临到这以利两个儿子，甚至也临到他的身上。
So that's why we need to refocus.
所以我们必须要再重新调整我们这个重要的焦点。
Our family need to be God-centered.
我们的家庭必须要是以神为中心。
And only then that our family is full of peace and full of joy.
那么这样子，我们家庭才能够充满着这个平安跟喜乐。
Even though God blesses with many things,
所以说神用很多的事来赏赐我们。
But make sure we don't turn His blessing into a curse.
但是呢，我们不要把神的祝福转为神的咒诅。
To have children, to have is very beautiful.
当然有子女是一个很好的事。
To have a good career is also very beautiful.
有一个很好的事业生涯也是很好的事。
Because these two things are a blessing from God.
因为这两样都是从神来的赏赐。
But we have to remember the reason we have all these things because of God Himself.
但是我们记得有这些赏赐都是因为有神。
I remember when I first came to this country.
我还记得我刚到这个国家的时候。
My family was very poor.
我的家庭是很的贫穷。
So as a young boy, I always promised myself when I get older, I want to make a lot of money so I can give to my family.
所以我小的时候我就立志说将来我要赚大钱来让我的家庭的生活能够得到改善。
And I remember during that time.
我记得那时候。
We really did not have much at all.
我们的确是没有什么。
And quite often on garbage night, my brother and I would go out and try to seek for things that we can salvage.
甚至在晚上的时候，我跟我的哥哥两人到街上去要捡一些剩下的这个食物。
And every day, maybe we eat only noodles.
每天我们大概只有靠着这个面条来吃，来吃饭。
There were seven of us, but there's only two bedrooms.
我们有七个这个家人七个人，但只有两个人有床可以睡。
And many of us have to sleep in the living room.
我们其他人都是。要在这个这大的客厅里头睡觉。
Well, when I think back to those days,
当我回忆到那段时间
I feel very joyful.
我心里头倒接了喜乐。
Because that's the day that the whole family have peace and joy.
因为那个时候我们的家人真的是有平安喜乐。
And we love one another so much.
彼此相爱。
Even though we have nothing to give one another.
虽然说没有什么可以给对方的。
That is the things that form the things of this world.
就是说没有这个从世上来这些东西来给对方。
But what we can give one another is priceless. You cannot buy it.
但是我们可以给对方的是世界上找不到的这个好的东西。
That is to show love for one another.
就是彼此之间有相爱的心。
And every time we eat food, we really have the kind of peaceful and joyfulness inside the family.
所以每次我们在吃饭的时候我们整个家人 人啊，都是充满了平安跟喜乐。
And then when my older brother started working.
那后来呢，我的大哥哥啊就开始工作了。
My sister started to work.
啊，我的姐妹也开始工作了。
And they began to have a lot of money.
那么开始就有很多的这个收入。
And that's the time I feel that the family have no peace and no joy at all.
啊，但是从那个时候开始，我就觉得家庭好像就没有这些平安喜乐。
Even a couple of weeks ago, I went to visit them.
啊，在几个礼拜之前，我去访问他们。
It's very sad to see that my family have no peace and joy at all.
啊，我觉得很这个遗憾的，就是在我们家人生活当中，好像没有这个平安喜乐。
My younger sister did not talk to my older sister.
啊，就是在我最小的妹妹啊，跟她的姐姐两个人不讲话。
My older brother did not talk to my older sister.
啊，那我的哥哥啊，跟我的这个姐姐也不讲话。
When I went to visit them, I feel very sad.
啊，所以去访问他们的时候，我心里头就觉得非常忧伤。
Because I remember one time when we had nothing, but we have so much love for one another.
啊，因为我们觉得我记得那个啊，在我们家里啊一无所有的时候，我们却是啊钱都拥有。
But now it seems that we have a lot of things, but in reality we have nothing.
啊，现在我们好像拥有很多的东西啊，但是呢，我们实在是一样都没有。
Because there's no love and no peace inside the family.
啊，因为这个时候在家里缺乏这个平安跟喜乐。
Then we do not have anything.
啊，所以呢，我们是一无所有。
But for us as a chosen people of God.
啊，但是对我们来讲，我们是神的选民。
My family are not in Christ.
啊，我的家人现在在还没有在家完全在神的里面。
So we do not expect, you know, all the good things that that comes upon us. From our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们不能够期望说临到我们身上都是从神来的。
But look at us as a chosen people.
啊，但是看着我们啊，我们既然是神的啊这个子女。
We have Jesus Christ as a heavenly Father.
啊，我们有主耶稣做我们的天父。
But when I talk to younger people.
啊，所以当我跟年轻人说话的时候。
Why they feel so empty?
啊，为什么他们会觉得这个非常虚空
？Why do they feel so lonely?
啊，为什么他们觉得非常寂寞
？Because Christ is not inside their heart.
啊，因为基督没有在他们心里头。
Even though we have Christ, but they do not have Christ.
啊，虽然说我们有基督啊，但是他们没有基督。
So indirectly, we live just like Gentiles in the world.
那么这样子讲起来，我们活在世上就好像外邦人一样。
Then our HTS wanted you testify.
啊，那么在这个青年学生联会的时候，有个这个学员他做见证。
That quite often he feels so empty inside his heart.
啊，他说常常他心里头觉得非常空虚寂寞。
One time he asked God.
啊，有一次他问神。
He asked God, "Do you love me?"
啊，说神啊，你真的爱我吗？
And of course, during that time he did not feel any love from his parents or from his from God.
啊，因为当时候他感觉到他从父母亲得不到爱，从神也没有得到爱。
So because of this, he went out to hang out with different friends in school.
啊，所以呢，他就到外面去那个结交啊，这学校里面认识的朋友。
And started to do drugs and start to drink.
啊，他们就开始吸毒啊，开始这个抽这个喝酒。
But what interesting, the more that he hang out with his friend, the more he drink, the more he do drugs, that he feel more empty inside his heart.
啊，但是呢，他越跟这些朋友交往啊，越吸毒越喝酒，他心里头越虚空。
So during this time, he just wanted to kill himself.
啊，所以甚至到一个地步啊，他想要自杀。
One time when he was in the kitchen.
啊，有一次呢，他在厨房。
And he saw a big knife.
啊，他看到一把大这个菜刀。
And he just wanted to take the knife and cut his head off.
啊，他就想拿这个菜刀把这个头砍掉。
But then the thought came to his mind.
啊，但是呢，另外一个想法进入他的头脑里头。
He said, "My mother loved me very much."
啊，他说，可是我的母亲非常爱我。
If she walked into the kitchen, see me dead, and then she would be very traumatized.
啊，所以若是我母亲看到我死在这个厨房的话呢，那对他伤害太大了。
And because of this, he did not kill himself.
啊，所以这样子他就没有这个自杀的念头。
But he cut himself more than 20 times.
啊，但是他曾经用刀割自己啊，超过20次以上。
You can see all the scars on his hand.
啊，在他手上有很多。这个被刀割的痕迹。
We hear this and see this, we feel very soft.
啊，当我们看这些事，啊，听到这些事的时候，我们心里头很忧伤。
How can a family of Christ feel like this?
啊，为什么一个有这个基督啊为中心的家庭，这孩子会这个样子呢
？And also, there's another young sister.
那还有另外一个姐妹。
Her family is very, very wealthy.
啊，她的家里啊是非常的富有。
But all the children, they want to kill themselves.
啊，但是呢，家里的子女他们都有这个自杀的念头。
And so many of them have problems.
啊，他们当中也很多的问题。
So when you see and hear this kind of stuff, it brings us so much sorrow.
啊，所以当我们听到这些事啊的时候，我们心里头就很忧伤。
And the only solution to this kind of situation is to bring our family back to Christ.
啊，那么唯一解决的方法就是带我们的家人重新回到神的面前。
Because if we are not close to our Lord Jesus Christ,
啊，因为若是我们跟主没有这个亲密的关系
，then we will have a foothold for Satan to attack our family.
那我们就给魔鬼留下地步啊，来攻击我们。
That's why we read Job chapter 1 verse 10.
啊，因此我们若是读那耶 第一章的第十节,
Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hand, and his possession have increased in the land.
啊, 第十节说, 你岂不是四面, 这个牵上篱笆, 维护他和他的家, 并他一切所有的吗? 他所做的都是蒙你赐福, 他的家产也在地上增多。
We can see Satan understand why Job, you know, why Job was protected and he could not touch Job.
这个撒旦知道耶伯他是被神所保护着，所以他没有办法攻击耶伯。
Because Satan said to God,
因为撒旦对神这样说,
Have you not made a hedge around him?
你岂不是四面围上篱笆?
Not only around him, but also around his household.
不仅是维护他, 连他的家庭也是一样。
It is also all around that he has on every side.
而且他一切所有的都有。
And then he asked God also blessed Job at every work that he had with his hands.
就是耶伯所做的也都是蒙你的祝福。
And God have increased his possession in the land.
那么他的家产在地上也是增多。
So why Job's life is full of blessing?
所以为什么耶伯生活当中充满了神的祝福呢?
Because his relationship with God.
因为是他跟神的关系。
If God said that Job is blameless, upright, fear God and shun evil, this means Job must be the greatest person on earth.
因为都是耶伯，他是这个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的话，那么这是世上他是最完全的人。So
because of this, Satan cannot touch him.
那么因为这样子，这个撒旦也没有攻击他的地步。Because
God is with him.
因为神与他同在。And
Satan cannot touch his family.
那么撒旦也攻不及、攻不了他的家人。Because
Job is a righteous man.
因为耶伯他是一个正直的人。Because
he's a righteous man. He prayed for his children.
因为他是一个正直的人, 他为自己的子女祷告。
That's why we read chapter 1 verse 5.
所以我们读第一章的第五节。
Let's start from verse 4.
第四节读起。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
一章四节。
And his son would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
第四节说, 他的儿子, 就按着日子各在家里, 设立这个宴席就打发人去请了他们三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。
You can see his children live a very good life.
所以可看见呢，他的子女 过着一个非常富裕的生活。
Every time they feast with one another.
所以他们常常在家里都摆设宴席。
And they go from house to house.
而且是严家逐户的去摆设宴席。
Not only that, they also send for their three sisters to come and feast with them.
同时也打发人请他的三个姐妹来跟他们一同吃喝。
So this means the relationship between Job's children was good.
所以说呢，就是耶伯他的子女之间的关系也是很好的。
If their relationship was not good, they would now invite one another to eat and drink with one another.
若是他们子女关系不好的话，他们不会互相的请宴。
The reason they be able to be blessed because of Job.
那他们能够有这样的得到祝福，也是因为耶伯的缘故。
Because the Bible never say anything about his children.
因为圣经没有记载是他的这个孩子的关系。
The Bible never say they were blameless, they were upright, they shunned evil and feared God.
圣经没有记载说耶伯的孩子在神眼前也是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的。
But because of Job,
但是因为耶伯,
God blessed his children.
神就祝福了耶伯的孩子。
So the same thing for us.
对我们来讲也是一样。
We want God to bless our children.
若是我们要神来祝福我们的子女。
We ourselves must have great relationship with God.
我们自己要跟神有好的关系。
And so in verse 5.
第五节。
So it was when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my son have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly.
第五节说，宴席日子过了，耶伯打发人去叫他们自洁，那么他自己清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献还祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心里头要弃掉神。
Even though Job's children live a good life.
虽然说耶伯的子女过好的生活。
But Job will never forget to pray for them.
但是耶伯从来没有忘记为他们祷告。
Because he's afraid that maybe one day or one time they will curse God.
因为耶伯心里头怕说有一天, 他们会犯罪, 他咒诅神。
And if they curse God, he knows God cannot protect them anymore.
若是他们咒诅神的话, 那神就不会再保护他们了。
So that's why Job always go and pray for each one of them.
所以耶伯, 他每天, 按着孩子的数目来为他们祷告,
because
献还祭。
He doesn't want them to sin against God.
因为他们不要, 他不要他的儿子, 他的子女心里头犯罪得罪神。
I know many parents love their children very much.
我知道我们当中很多父母亲都是疼爱自己的孩子。
And we pray for them so much.
而且 也常常为他们孩子们祷告。
But even though sometimes we pray for them, it seems like God is not working with them.
但是呢，我们常常为他们祷告，但好像是神还没有在他们身上有什么工作。
Maybe it seems that God is not listening to our prayer.
好像说神没有真的听我们的祷告。
But the prayer of a righteous person, God always be able to hear.
但是呢，这个义人的祷告，神总是会听的。
So we can see from the beginning, Job always afraid that his children are going to curse God.
所以我们可以看见，这从早。 开始，耶伯就怕他的儿女们心里头会犯罪得罪神。
This is the fear that he has inside his heart.
这就是他心里头存的一个惧怕。
So when Satan wants Job to sin against God.
所以当这个魔鬼要攻击耶伯来得罪神的时候。
The first thing that Satan says to God, if you take everything away from him, for sure they will curse you to your face.
这个撒旦回答神说，你若是把他所有的都取去的话，那他就会咒诅你，会远离你了。
That's why in Job chapter 1 verse 11.
所以在第一章十一节，
Satan said, "But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face."
十一节说，你且伸手，那么毁了他一切所有的，那他必当面的弃掉你。
So this verse tells us Satan knows our weaknesses.
所以这一节圣经告诉我们说，撒旦知道我们的这个弱点。
And Satan, he knows our fear.
撒旦也知道我们心里头的惧怕。
But to fear, this kind of fear is very good in the eyes of God.
但事实上有这样子这个惧怕，在神的眼中看起来是好的事。
So after Satan destroyed everything that Job had.
所以当撒旦这个借机毁了这个耶伯所有的一切，
including killing his 10 children，
甚至把他10个子女也杀了。
All this time Job and his wife did not say anything.
这个时候这个耶伯跟他的太太没说什么。
They continue to hold their integrity.
他们在神面前还是保持正直的心。
Because they understand very clearly.
因为他们了解很清楚。
Like on verse 21.
就像21节所说的。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
一章21节所说的。
And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
他说我赐生出一母胎，也比赐生归回，赏赐的是神，收起的也是神，神的名是应当称颂的。
The reason that Job be able to be so positive in the time of trial and tribulation.
虽然说耶伯在这个患难试炼当中，他能够保持这样的一个正直的心。
Because he understands God very well.
因为他了解神非常深刻清楚。
Because his relationship with God is very deep.
他跟神的关系也是非常深刻的。
So that's why when he lost all his possession, lost all his children, and he claimed that naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there.
所以他失去了他所有子女所有的产业的时候，他 却能够说我是赐生出一母胎，也必赐生回去。Because
he understands his children are from the Lord.
因为他知道说，就是子女也是从神来的赏赐。His
possession is also from the Lord.
他的产业也是神给他的。Because
if the Lord gave, the Lord also can take away.
那么既然赏赐出于神，那么收起的也是神。And then
he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
那么这样子呢，神的名是应当称颂的。This
is the kind of attitude we need to have.
那么这种这个态度就是我们该有的。But
it's not easy.
但是呢，不容易做得到。
Many of us are not worthy to suffer this much like Job.
我们当中很多人没有办法受起像耶伯这样的苦。
The reason Job suffered because of his righteousness.
这耶伯受苦是因为他的这个完全正直。
The reason Job suffered because God was so proud of him.
耶伯受苦，因为神是以这个耶伯为傲的。
You can see in chapter 2, verse 10.
我们看第二章第十节就了解。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第十节。
But he said to her, "You speak as one of foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? And in all this Job did not sin with his lips."
第十节，耶伯这是对他的太太这样说，说你说话像遗忘的妇人吗？ 难道我们从神手里得福，也不受祸吗？这些事，耶伯没有以口换罪。
So we know that Job not only lost everything that he had.
所以耶伯不仅是失去了他所有的。
Satan also struck him with a great boil from his head all the way to his toes.
这个魔鬼攻击他，从头到脚底，全身长了疮。
And we know his wife have also great faith.
我们知道耶伯的妻子也是蛮有信心的人。
When she lost her children, she did not say anything.
当他们失去子女的时候，他的太太没有说什么。
When she lost all her possession, she did not say anything.
他们失去所有家产的时候，他的太太也没说什么。
But toward the end, when she see her husband suffer so much.
但是最后，她看到她的先生，她的丈夫这么大的受苦。
And there are times she cannot hold her peace anymore.
那么这个时候呢，她心中没有这个平安了。
But she told Job, to curse God and die.
所以这时候他跟耶伯说，你不如就咒诅神，那么死去算了吧。
The reason she said it because out of her love.
她这样说呢，事实上是因为她肉体上对耶伯的爱。
Because she cannot stand to see Job continue to suffer.
因为她实在是受不了再继续看耶伯受苦。
But Job told her.
但是耶伯告诉她,
Why do you speak like one of the foolish ones?
说你说话为什么像遗忘的妇人一样呢?
Because Job understands God very well.
因为耶伯他了解神非常深刻。
If God gives us that things that are good,
若是神赏赐给我们是好的,
We also should accept things that are bad.
那么就是从神, 不好的赏赐,
And it says in verse 10, And all this Job did not sin with his lips.
所以第十节说, 在这一些事上, 耶伯不以口来犯罪得罪神。
Because Job's life is evolved from God.
因为耶伯的生活, 是围绕在以神为中心的生活上。
So even though all this great tragedy come upon him and his family, he still continued to hold his integrity.
所以有这样子这个患难这个打击临到他。 在身上，但是他没有远离神。
But of course, not every family is like Job.
但是不是说每个家庭都能够像耶伯一样。
We are not all blameless and righteous.
我们也不都是这个完全正直、严厉恶事。
Maybe we don't have the faith just like Job has.
我们也没有像耶伯这样的信心。
But nevertheless, we cannot give up.
但事实呢，事实上呢， 我们也不能放弃。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Kings.
我们看这个列王记下。
2 Kings.
列王记下。
Second King chapter 4.
列王记下第四章。
Second King chapter 4.
列王记下第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
第一节。
This is also another family.
这里又提到另外一个家庭。
Maybe this family is not as strong as Job's family.
那么这个家庭呢， 可能没有像耶伯家这么样的坚强。
But on the end, it be also to glorify the name of God.
但至终呢， 这个家庭能够荣耀神的名。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章第一节。
A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant fear the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take him and my two sons to be his slaves.
第三第一节说，有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说：“你仆人，我丈夫死了，他敬畏神是你所知道的。现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。”
So we know this in chapter 1 describes a widow who has two sons.
所以提到呢，这个先知门徒这个妻子呢有两个儿子。
And during this time, her husband already died.
那么这个时候呢，这个丈夫过世了。
So because of this, she must owe some kind of money to the creditors.
那因此呢，她欠些钱给这个债主。
So the creditors are going to come and take her two sons to be slaves.
那么这个债主要来起债，要起他两个儿子了。
So that's why she cried out to the man of God.
所以这个时候呢，她向神人来呼求。
So nowadays, if we look closely in every family,
今天我们都是仔细观察每一个家庭。
Maybe sometimes the parents are weak in faith.
有时候呢，这做父母亲的他们信心软弱。
Maybe some parents do not come to church anymore.
有些这个家长也没有来教会了。
Because of this, maybe Satan also want to destroy the whole family.
那么因为这样子，是魔鬼呢， 他要来攻击整个家庭的信心。
You can see many young people.
比方说年轻人。
For sure they are slaves to this world.
那么真的他们是做这个世界的奴仆的。
They are slaves to this world because they commit too much sin in the eyes of God.
因为他们在神的眼前， 他们犯了太多的罪。
Because the Bible said whoever commits sin, we are slaves to sin.
因为圣经讲说是犯罪的，就是做罪的奴仆。
And whoever commits sin, Satan is the one that controls us.
那么犯罪的，就是撒旦，他来掌控我们的。
So that's why it's so important to bring family toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以很重要的就是带回我们家人，再一次的回转归向神。
And make God is the center of the family.
让神能够做家庭的中心。
But this family.
那么这个家庭呢？
Her husband already died.
这个丈夫过世了。
So because of this, she did not have enough money to pay for the creditors.
因此呢，这个寡妇她没有这个钱来还债主。
But at least she knows the situation of her children.
但是她至少知道她孩子的情况。
Because sometimes as parents, we do not pay enough attention to our children.
因为有时候做家长的没有注意到孩子他们的情况。
Some youth already have boyfriend and girlfriend.
这个有我们叫很多年轻人年轻的时候就在外面结交男女朋友了。
Some youth already addicted alcohol and drugs.
甚至当中也有些人他们这个吸毒，
when
we 患酒的。
Speak to them.
啊，你跟他们讲话。
And we ask them, do your parents know all these things that you're doing?
啊，你问他说，你这样做，你父母亲都知道吗？
And they say their parents have no clue what's going on in their life.
啊，他们说我的父母亲一点都不了解我生活所发现这些事。
And this is very sad.
那么听起来是很难过的。
But even sometimes when parents know what's going on with the children.
啊，所以有时候家长知道啊，这个孩子生活发生了什么事。
Because we want to save face.
啊，但是呢，他为着要保持这面子。
He's not willing to share a situation with other members or with the workers of God.
啊，他就不愿意这个家丑外扬啊，跟这个教会的传道人啊，或者是弟兄姐妹来讲解自己的困难。
But it's better for us to lose faith than to lose faith in the family.
啊，与其我们失去面子，我们啊，不如不要失去家庭。
So maybe this woman is so embarrassing to her.
啊，所以呢，这个时候这个寡妇当然对她来讲啊是非常羞耻的事。
Then the creditor is going to come and take her two sons away.
啊，因为债主呢要来娶她两个儿子做奴仆了。
So this time she need someone to help her.
啊，所以这个时候她很需要人来帮忙她的时候。
So she cry out to Elisha, the man of God.
啊，所以她就向神人以利沙来求告。
And because of this cry, on the end of this story.Everything became positive.
那他因为求告于这个神人以利沙的帮助，所以最后呢，啊，家庭的难关就得到解决了。
Sometimes as parents,
啊，有时候我们做父母的
，when our children do something wrong,
啊，当我们子女做错事的时候
，we look at ourselves to be failure as parents.
啊，我们看到自己啊，好像我们也是失败。
And we do not want to share.This kind of situation with other families.
啊，但是呢，我们就不愿意把这个家丑外扬出去。
Because we are afraid that they will judge us.
啊，因为我们怕我们这样家丑外扬啊，别人他们就会啊，这个会审判我们。
But it should not be this way.
啊，但事实上这是不应该有的。
Every single one of us are fellow brethren.
啊，我们弟兄姐妹，大家都是互相做肢体的。
We have to at least find one family we can share this kind of situation with.
啊，我们应该至少找到有一个家庭，他能够了解我们的需要。
If we cannot share with one of the families,
啊，都是连一个家庭你都没有办法去跟他们讲我们需要。
We must cry out to the workers of God.
啊，我们至少应该向这个神的仆人啊，这个来讲。
Pray for you.
那因此呢，这个神的工人为你祷告。啊，能够来跟你的孩子对话。
Because sometimes you wait too long, it's already too late.
啊，因为你有时候等了太久，也那么就太难了。
That's why only several years ago we came up with the idea for regional high school theological seminar.
啊，所以因为这样，所以几年前呢，我们就啊就觉得有必须要办这个区的啊这个学生的这个灵恩会的需要。
Because we realized when the youth come to national youth theological seminar.
啊，因为我们知道这些年轻人他们聚集啊参加区的啊这个啊这个啊灵恩会的话。
It's already too late.
那么可能是太晚了。
They can have committed great sin against God already.
啊，他们可能已经犯罪得罪神了。
So that's why we want to start even at the age of high school.
啊，所以呢，我们要他们在中学时代就有这个机会。
So as parents.
啊，所以做父母亲的。
Do not wait too long.
啊，我们也不要等得太久。
If we have any kind of difficulty with our children, we must share with one another.
啊，若是我们跟这个孩子有这个困难的关系，我们就应该讲出去。
So in chapter 4 verse 2.
啊，所以在第四章第二节。
We know the creditor going to come to take her two sons to be.
啊，这个债主来要娶两个儿子去做奴仆。
But because she cried out to Elisha,
啊，那他就向这个神人以利沙来求告。
And Elisha asked a very simple question.
那以利沙问他很简单问题。
So he said to her, "What shall I do for you?"
啊，他说我能为你做什么
？Tell me what do you have in the house?
啊，在你家里还有些什么东西
？And she said, "Your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil."
那他说呢，这个婢女的家中呢，除了一瓶油之外，没有什么了。
Maybe this widow, she just think, wow, only a jar of oil is nothing much.
啊，可能啊，这个寡妇她想说，一瓶油实在是没什么了。
Maybe some of us also think our children have so many difficulties.
啊，我们当中想说，我们的子女有这么多困难。
And we continue to pray for them.
啊，那我们继续为他们祷告。
It seems like the Holy Spirit is not working in us and working in their lives.
那好像这个圣灵也没有在我们啊这边听我们的祷告，也没有啊在他们的生活当中有什么影响力。
Maybe sometimes we just like this widow.
啊，有时候我们的情况就好像。
Just thinking there's only a jar of oil in her house.
啊，想说呢，家里就除了一瓶油之外，其他没有了。
Maybe sometimes we think, yes, the Holy Spirit is not so effective.
啊，有时候我们想说，圣灵好像是没有很啊，这个很有这个有效的来行使能力。啊，但是我们还需要圣灵帮助。
The world was created to the word of God.
啊，因为这个圣经啊，这个世界是照着神的话来造的。
Remember our Lord Jesus Christ when he was resurrected.
啊，当主耶稣他复活的时候。
The Spirit that resurrected him, the same Spirit that lives inside of us.
啊，这个使主耶稣从死里头复活的这个圣灵，也是一样的，在我们心里头会工作。
The Spirit inside of us is very powerful.
在我们里面的圣灵是大有能力的。
Because the spirit inside of us is the spirit of God.
因为在我们里面的圣灵就是神的灵。
And we should not say it is only a jar of oil inside the house.
所以我们不能讲说家里只有一瓶油。
We should not say there's only Holy Spirit inside our heart.
所以不能讲说只有这个圣灵在我们心里头。
But maybe we don't even need to say, but just to think that maybe the Holy Spirit is not something great.
我们也不用讲，但是有时候我们就想说，这个圣灵好像也没什么能力。
So that's why in verse 3.
所以在第三节。
Elisha know how important it is to have this jar of oil.
这个伊丽莎他知道，就是你家里的这一瓶油也是很重要的。
And then he said to her.
所以呢，他就对这个妇人说
，Go borrow vessel from everywhere from all your neighbors.
你从这个众邻舍要借这空的器皿，不要少借。
Empty vessel do not gather just a few.
这个借这个空的器皿，但不要少借。
So who's our neighbor?
那么谁是我们的邻舍？
That's our brothers and sisters.
就是我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
If we do not have enough, if we cannot be encouraged, we must talk to our brothers and sisters.
你都是不够很少，你至少可以跟弟兄姐妹来开口。
But we must pick the right one.
但是我们要找对的。
Just like Elisha told you, must take the one that's empty vessel.
就好像以利沙跟他讲说，你要去借那个空的器皿。
And if you find this empty vessel, do not only gather few, but gather many.
借这个空器皿若是找到这个空器皿呢，不要少借，要多借。
So for us, yes, even though we are brothers and sisters.
所以对我们来讲，虽然是弟兄姐妹。
But there's many things in our life that happen to us we don't need to share with everybody.
可能在我们生活当中所发生这些事情，我们不需要每一样都讲出去。
But we must be able to find the right person to share with.
但是我们要找到这个对的对象，我们可以这讲的。
A person who's filled with the Spirit of God.
就是我们当中他们是充满了圣灵的。
A person who's blameless and upright.
我们当中他们在神面前是完全正直眼里二世的。
Pray for us, it will be effective.
因为这样子他为我们祷告他们的祷告是有能力的。
Encourage us, they will use the word of God to uplift us.
那么他们用神的话来鼓励我们的时候可以激扬我们我们的这个灵性。
So we be able to find this kind of brothers and sisters.
我们是应该可以找到这样弟兄姐妹的。
And then we should be able to express our situation to them.
那我们就可以讲出我们的情况。
But look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
Second King chapter 4 verse 4.
这个列王记下四章第四节。
And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour into those vessels and set aside the full ones.
第四节说，回到家里就关上门，那你和你的儿子在里面，把油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满的换着一边。
So this time Elisha said to her,
所以伊丽莎队长说
So when you have got all the empty vessels, then when you come into the house,
你借到这空的器皿回到家之后
you must close the door behind you.
首先呢就是关上门
Not only you, but also your children with you.
不仅是你自己，就是你的孩子也在里面
This is very important.
这很重要
If you want to build up a family,
你都是要建立一个家庭。
We need to be able to work with our children.
我们必须要跟孩子一起工作。
Because by working with children, they can experience God themselves.
因为我跟孩子一起在工作的时候，我们才能够经历到神。
And by working with our children, we can know and understand what's going on in their mind and their hearts.
那么有神跟我们同工的时候，我们才能够了解到底我们的子女他们心中所想的是什么。
So by working with our children,
那么跟自己的子女这样同心工作
，we can involve them how to build their faith up.Toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就可以帮助他们能够建立对神的信心。
So see this family work in one accord.
所以可以看见这寡妇她的家人是同心工作的。
A lot of times.
但是很多时候。
When our children go to different difficulties.
当我们的子女遇到困难的时候。
We just try ourselves to pray to God.
我们自己单独向神祷告。
But we must involve our children also.
但事实上呢，我们必须要带动我们的子女一起祷告。
So when they have shut the door.
所以当他们关上门的时候。
Then her sons also were with her.
那么他的孩子也是在门内。
And then he said, then pour into all the vessel.And set aside the full ones.
然后呢，就把油倒在所有的器皿里头，那倒满了就放在一边。
So this means if the vessel were not empty.
所以呢，这个器皿都是不是空的。
Then this miracle would not work.
那个神迹其实发不出能力。
Because he had to pour this oil into the empty vessel.
因为必须要把油倒在这个空的器皿里面。
So just like us, if we don't find the right brother and sister to talk to.
所以跟我们一样，我们都是找不到这个可以倾诉这个对象的弟兄姐妹。 啊，都是他们也是一样，就是很属世界的。啊，他们跟主也没有好的关系的。
For them to pray for us is not effective.
啊，要请他们为我们祷告是没有什么效果。
So, but the first thing that Elisha told them to do that he must pour this oil into this vessel.
啊，但是以利沙啊，对这个寡妇所说，首先呢，就是要把油倒在这些空的器皿上。
So for us, the thing we must do when we try to build up a family.
啊，所以当我们要想建立我们家庭生活的时候，我们所当做的事。
We must pray to God to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们必须要先向神祷告，让我们能够让圣灵充满。
Not only pray only ourselves, but also our children.
啊，不仅是我们自己祷告，我们跟我们的子女要一起祷告。
So that's why in verse 5.
啊，所以在第五节。
In verse 5.
第五节。
So she went from him and shut the door behind her, and her son who brought the vessel to her, and she poured it out.
啊，所以第五节说，妇人离开以利沙去。啊，那么就关上门，自己和儿子在里面。那么儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油了。
What good thing about this widow that she truly followed the word of Elisha？
啊，这个寡妇她的好处，她就是完全照着以利沙所吩咐的去做。
Because she knows that Elisha is the man of God。
啊，因为她知道这以利沙他是个神人。
And because he's a man of God, everything he speaks must be right。
啊，那么既然是神人，以利沙所说的一定是正确的。
So that's why with her whole heart she followed instruction of Elisha。
啊，所以她全心的照着以利沙所吩咐的去做。
So sometimes when we go out and seek for help。
啊，所以有时候我们出去想要找帮助的时候。
And maybe we don't agree with the intervention that the brother and sister tell us to do.
啊，有时候呢，我们对这个弟兄姐妹的建议，我们不以为然。
But if we find the right person,
啊，但是你是找到这个对的对象。
Maybe God has revealed to them how to take care of our kids.
啊，那么神有时候是借着他们啊，来教导我们怎样子啊，来帮助我们的子女。
Maybe God has revealed to them how for us we build our family.
啊，或者是神借着他们来帮助我们再重新建立家庭信仰。
If this widow is not willing to follow the word of Elisha,
啊，若是这个寡妇呢，她不听啊，这以利沙的建议
，this miracle also would not happen.
那么这个神迹就不能发生了。
But because she had this kind of heart of humility.
啊，但是她有这样子一个谦卑的心。
And she knows that the man of God is in the midst of her.
啊，她也知道那这个啊，神人真的是关心她生活。
So she did exactly what he said.
所以她就完全照着神人所吩咐的去做。
So she went from Elisha.
啊，所以她离开以利沙。
And shut the door behind her.
她关上了门。
And her sons.
啊，她自己跟子女在里面。
Then they brought the vessel to her, and she poured out.
那么、啊、儿子呢把器皿拿来，那他就开始倒油了。
You can see Elisha during time did not pray with them.
啊，所以这个时候以利沙没有跟他们一起祷告。
Elisha was not the one that helped him to pour the oil.
啊，这个、以利沙也不是为他们把这个油倒在器皿里面。
But it's her and her sons.
乃是这个他自己跟他的孩子这样做。
Because Elisha knows.
啊，以利沙知道。
If they themselves draw themselves close to God, they will experience God, then they will become stronger in faith later on.、
啊、以利沙知道，只要这个家跟家人他们来主动。用了亲近神的话，那么神就会开始工作了。
So for us, when it come to our family matters,
啊，所以当我们提到家庭事情的时候
，Yes, we must seek other people to help us.
当然，有时候你需要啊、求告别人帮助你。
But we should not rely on them only.
啊，但是不是靠着他们而已
？We must build our own faith up.
我们自己本身要把信心建立起来。
That is to pray to God.
啊，就是向神祷告。
And be filled with the Spirit of God.
然后让神的圣灵来充满我们。
And for sure, only then that God will work with us.
那么这样子的话，神就在我们当中工作。
And then in verse 6.
那第六节。
Second Kings chapter 4 verse 6.
啊，历代志下第四章第六节。
Now it came to pass when the vessel was full that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And her son said to her, "There's no other vessel, so the oil ceased."
啊，第六节说器皿都满了，那他对儿子说，再给我拿一些器皿来。儿子说，啊，再没有器皿了。那么油就止住了。
That during this time, we do not know how many empty vessels that her children brought to her.
啊，我们不知道这个他的儿子带了多少空的这个器皿。
But for sure, the Bible says, "And when it come to pass."
啊，那圣经讲说，这个时间一过。
It must be a long while.
啊，一定是一段时间。
So this means we are gathering many empty vessels.
啊，所以呢，他们真的是聚集了很多的空的器皿。
So in the beginning, only when she only have a jar of oil.
啊，虽然说刚开始就是有一瓶油而已。
But when she pour into this empty vessel.
啊，但是把油倒在这器皿的时候。
And then time she have.The oil only ceases when there's no more empty vessel left.
啊，这个油继续的倒到这个器皿啊没有了才停止。
Then in verse 7.
啊，第七节。
And verse 7.
第七节。
Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your son live on the rest."
啊，说妇人去告诉神人，那么神人说，你去卖油还债。那所剩的，你和你的儿子可以靠着度日。
This is very beautiful.
啊，这是一个合成啊，这个美好的一个景象。
From verse 1 to verse 7.
啊，从第一节到第七节。
You know, verse 1 is no, the sons can become slaves.
那这个第一节那个时候呢，孩子是要被债主娶去做奴仆的。
But by verse 7,
但是到第七节
，Not only that the creditor would not come to take a son as slave, but they have enough oil to live on the rest.
啊，不仅是债主没有来啊，这个娶他儿子做奴仆啊，他自己跟他自己儿子都可以安全的度日了。
But before we reach verse 7.There's a process we must follow through.
啊，但是我们还没有达到第七集之前啊，这有一个程序我们一定要完成。
So just like for us.
啊，那对我们来讲也是一样。
We want to rebuild our family.
啊，我们要这个重建家庭信仰。
For sure, it's not easy.
啊，当然是不容易。
So because of this, there's a step we must take. We must diligently continue to rebuild the family.
啊，但是当中有必须要经过的程序，我们要照这个程序啊来完成。那么至终神就在我们当中工作。
But as we build our family.
啊，那这样子，当我们要建立家庭的时候，
Always remember,
我们要完全记得
that God loves our family more than we love our family.
啊，就说神爱我们的家人比我们爱啊他们还更深。
God loves our children more than we love our children.
啊，神爱我们的子女比我们爱他们还更深。
So because of this, God will perform His miracle within us.
那么因为这样子，那么神会在我们里面动工行神迹。
Always remember,
我们要完全记得
we have a jar of oil also in our house.
啊，在我们家里头就是有这个瓶油。
We have the Holy Spirit within inside of us.
啊，就是在我们里面有圣灵。
And through the Holy Spirit, we fill with it for sure. God will rebuild our family.
啊，那么借着这个圣灵来充满我们，神也会借着圣灵再重建我们的家庭。
But we have to do as a family.
啊，但是我们要一起啊，跟家人一起来做这事。
We need to gather children.
我们必须要聚集我们的子女。
We need to ask our brothers and sisters.
我们必须要要求弟兄姐妹。
So we continue to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那时候我们要继续的祷告，让圣灵来充满。
And only then, on the end.
那么只有这样子到结果。
None of our children will become slaves of sin.
啊，这个我没有我们的任何子女会成为罪的奴仆。
None of our children can feel empty and lonely inside their hearts.
啊，没有任何子女，他们心里头会觉得这个孤单寂寞。
Because they themselves be filled with the word of God.
啊，因为他们自己也被神的话所充满。
And they themselves be filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，他们自己也能够被圣灵所充满。
But without God,
但是除了借神之外，
we cannot do anything.
我们不能做什么。
So we must learn from the example of Job.
啊，所以我们必须要从耶伯来学到榜样。
We put God first in our life.
啊，把神放在首位。
And the most important relationship we have is between us and God, not between us and our family, not between us and our career.
啊，但是最重要的是我们跟神的关系啊，不是啊我们的这个家庭生活或者是我们的这个事业啊生涯为中心。
Because if we have great relationship with God,
啊，因为我们都是跟神有好的关系。
Our relationship with our family also be wonderful.
那我们跟家人关系也是会很好。
If we have a great relationship with God,
啊，都是我们跟神有好的关系。
Then we do not need to worry about our livelihood.
那我们就不需要担心我们的家具生活需要。
But even though sometimes we are weak.
啊，虽然有时候我们软弱，
but we are still the chosen people of God.
啊，但是我们还是神的选民。
We still have the Spirit of God burning inside our heart.
我们还是有神的圣灵燃烧在我们心里头。
And through God's Spirit,
那么借着神的圣灵，
we can rebuild our family again.
我们可以是再重建我们家庭信仰。
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
啊，愿神继续的帮助我们来引导我们。
Let's rise up and sing Him 345.
啊，我们站立来唱诗345首。
345.
345首。